Every year, we celebrate the festival of rugby that is the Six Nations. It's so ingrained in Welsh culture, it's almost part of our collective DNA. Today, the players are paid handsomely in multi-million pound tournaments. But that wasn't always the case. For more than 100 years, rugby union was an amateur game. If you wanted to be paid to play, you had to switch cords and play rugby league. We're going on a journey to find out why so many Welshmen left us to play a foreign game in a foreign land. We'll hear stories of racism that still shock today. We'll find out how shady agents enticed our boys to head north to the heartland of rugby league. And we'll discover just what was at stake if you decided to switch cords. This is the story of the Welsh rugby league player, the Rugby Cord Breakers. In the late 19th century, rugby was a new and exciting sport. And although increasingly a people's game, it was run by the public school-educated elite. The Rugby Football Union insisted it was strictly an amateur sport to be played for the love of the game and moral education. But in the north of England and in Wales, rugby was being played and enjoyed by mainly working-class men who were missing work to play, so needed to be paid. The classes... we're on a collision course.